Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Allie.
855-450-3733. Let's go straight into the calls, Allie.
All right.
Got Aaron in Ohio. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mark. This is Aaron. I called in 2 weeks ago, actually, when Stephanie was on and mentioned abortion versus capital punishment. And your response to it was quite insightful in that humans are imperfect and judgment passed by them is not necessarily true. I had a unique experience to sit on a murder trial not too long ago, about a year and a half, where it was a hung jury. This man had been sitting in holding for 9 years.
9 years before his trial?
Yeah. No. He was convicted. It was overturned.
Okay.
Then there was a mistrial, and then there was a hung jury.
Yeah.
And then they retried him again. They offered him a plea bargain of 10 years with one suspended, counting time served. He would have watched three that day.
Right.
He instead chose to go to trial.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, a jury should know this information. This should be brought up in trial. If a prosecutor offers a plea bargain, that needs to be brought up. And, that's important. Mm-hmm. And what did this guy do in response to the plea bargain? Because a person who refused 9 years, when they had done 9 years, basically time served for a murder charge, somebody, right. I think, is innocent.
Because the plea bargain system, it incentivizes guilty people to get off, right? I mean, it's good for the guilty, it's bad for the innocent.
Also, I think that people should be paid for every day that they're in county jail before they're convicted. If the reason you're supposed to be in county jail is because either A, you're a danger to society, like it's demonstrable, or B, you're a flight risk. But they just throw everybody in there, all kinds of people in there, and that's society saying that you need to be incarcerated before you've been found guilty. Because in this country, we presume people to be innocent until they're found guilty. So this country, this society, should compensate people who have not, who are in county jail before they have been convicted.
It's not even all kinds of people. It's predominantly black males who people always talk about how they're not there for their kids. Well, what do you expect when they're rotting away in jail?
Could be the case. Aaron?
Sure. In this case, it was a blue-collar white guy, but my particular question is the system even good in, as far as the imperfect people judging people who are supposedly convicted? In my experience, the jury was 6-4 and 6 against as soon as he walked in the room for deliberation.
Mm-hmm.
And it was became very obvious very quickly that those six people made up their minds regardless of the evidence. And after 3 days of deliberation, they conceded every point that we could not prove that he was there by any stretch of the imagination. There was nothing to tie him to that location at the time of the murder. But they still chose to convict.
Wow. What did they say in response to, do you have a reasonable doubt? The judge, the lawyer in the black robe said that you're not supposed to find him guilty unless it is beyond a reasonable doubt. But you seem to have a reasonable doubt. Do you have a reasonable doubt?
Absolutely.
I mean,
everyone in the room said, "Oh, well, yeah, you're right. He could be innocent, but I have a feeling he's guilty."
That's not a reasonable doubt.
I know.
Maybe the feeling is being passed on by the prosecution. I mean, the prosecution in all these situations is the authority figure. They're the ones that people just sort of bend their will to because that's the easiest thing to do.
And that's another thing I noticed, that in jury selection, they seem to pick people who were, I guess, emotional in their choice-making. It seemed to be more of a pitch from one side versus the other to evoke a heartstring response, either in favor of the girl or a heartstring response to this wrongly convicted individual or wrongly incarcerated individual. It wasn't about facts.
I have heard this from defense lawyers, that basically you're not going to get your client off unless you can point the finger at somebody else who did it. You know, mm-hmm. that people want the criminal. And as long as they don't find the criminal, then your client has got it, whatever it is.
Right.
You know, the police have said you're it, so you must be it, unless there's right. somebody else who's it.
Well, people see the state as the good guy, and so they know that there's a bad guy somewhere, and it... It's the narrative in their minds is that, well, obviously the state's a good guy in the situation, so, you know, they picked out this person's a bad guy, and the good guy can do no wrong.
Right. So, and I agree with you, Mark. If he would have known the plea bargain situation going into the trial, I think it would have greatly changed the discussion.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Juries just don't listen to their instructions anymore. I mean, I don't know if they ever did. There was certainly a lot of evidence of people being getting off from criminal charges, you know, in the earlier part of the 20th century on back in this country. But at some point or another, Americans decided, we live in the best country on earth, and it just can't do no wrong. And the suggestion that humans, which are the people that populate the government of this country and every other country, can do no wrong is, you know, a sad, sycophantic thought. Aaron, I do thank you for the call.
It's not even just that the government is made up of people, but the government's incentive structure, it's like they're more likely to make mistakes. Like, people should be extra suspecting of government, you know, when it comes to their claims, and people just take them for their word. If government claims something, I'm an anarchist, but I'm less likely to believe it.
Anarchists wear black and throw Molotov cocktails.
Not me. Breaking the mold.
Yeah. I don't think you're an anarchist. But we can talk about that later. Let's talk to Richard. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I wanted to comment earlier on the use of the flashbang.
Yeah.
I'm a retired lieutenant from the sheriff's department in Florida.
Okay.
And you said it was...
The allegation is the intelligence the police had on this circumstance. This is out of the Missoulin at Missoulin.com, and it occurred in Billings, Montana. Was that they believed that they had intelligence that this was a meth lab, this house?
Okay, materials used in making meth is volatile, and you would not throw an explosive device into a house that would have those fumes.
Good point.
It'd probably blow the entire house up.
Interesting.
I mean, that is just ludicrous and stupid on the part of the law enforcement.
Right. Thank God it wasn't a meth lab, right? Could have killed everyone in the house.
Because if I remember correctly, they use ether, which is extremely volatile.
Yeah.
Along with other chemicals.
You know, I wish I'd have thought of this during the story, and I really thank you for calling in and making this point, Richard, is that that doesn't make any sense at all. I wonder, you know, sometimes the reporters will get things wrong. Like, they'll say that it was a drug lab, and, you know, like, the fact is, having been involved in the news long enough, I know that every news story has facts that are wrong in it.
Oh, yeah.
And I wonder if this is one of those circumstances.
Well, anyway, and also the part about the no-knock warrant, they run a risk in states that have, especially Second Amendment is very important to you,
yeah.
Like Florida.
And Montana.
I mean, somebody kicks my door in and not tells me that they're law enforcement, I'm going to shoot the first person through the door.
And, you know, now, Richard, I've had a lot of, you know, having worked with law enforcement, you know, a good portion of my life, I know that, you know, people that commit crimes will often say, police, or whatever, when they do their crime in order to disorient whoever their victim is. Have you experienced this?
In uniform.
Yeah, they would have to be in uniform, certainly.
You know, because I taught firearms. I taught procedure. I'm a SWAT team. I was a certified sniper. And having almost 25 years, I never had to take a life.
Thank goodness.
There's 12 people that I couldn't have.
Richard, thank you for the call. 855-450-3733.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Live. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. The scientific genius and his
access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum vibes. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features and corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from others' ingenuity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty.
Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 12th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,769.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,813.36, $906.68 for a half ounce, or $453.34 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,813.36, $906.68, and $453.34.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Give us a call. Talk about anything that's on your mind, 855-450-3733 here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Allie.
So we have been talking about a couple of incidents here on Free Talk Live this evening, but one in particular that's a really kind of an upsetting one that Richard just called in as a former law enforcement officer, lieutenant, made it up the ranks a bit. Was a raid in Billings, Montana, on a house that apparently the police believed was a meth lab. And he pointed out, and it's interesting, like none of us caught it,
right.
That the police officer, he puts the facts together and comes up with a story. And he says that it couldn't have been a meth lab situation, or it was really irresponsible of this police department, either one way or the other, to put a meth labs that use ether to make meth. Ether's volatile. Putting a flashbang grenade off in a house that's full of ether, allegedly full of ether, is going to be very bad for everybody, including the police going through that door. And so it made me go back and look in the article. And so, and it's important with the news articles. We just had one written about us, Ian and I, from the TSA incident. And I read the article, and, you know, there's some factual errors. A guy named Fish, I'd have to go and find his byline, but I don't have it sitting in front of me. And he's a TSA reporter, and reporters always get some stuff wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's their job is to minimize the amount of things they get wrong, but they always do. And it's just the nature of their business. When you're writing a story about something, when you weren't there, you're going to get some stuff wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So I went through this article, and I just want to make it clear, in this case, the article from the Missoulian.com from a gentleman named Zach Benoy. This is the claim of the mother is that they were looking for meth. A simple knock at the door, I would have let them in, she said, and this is referring to Feisching, who is the mother there. I don't have the first name right here in front of me, but I know that that's the mother. They said their intel told them there was a meth lab at our house. If we would have checked, then we would have known, they would have known that there was not. So
that's what they told her?
Well, that's what she says to the reporter, who then reports it to us. So this is like the game of telephone.
Who knows if they even quoted her correctly?
Who knows if the reporter quoted her correctly? Who knows if she quoted the cops correctly? And who knows? Police have no obligation to tell you the truth.
That's true.
Who knows if the cops are telling her accurate information? We know all we know is that they did it. They didn't find anything. They found some evidence, quote-unquote evidence, and no arrests were made.
Well, the police, if they really wanted to, could have put out an official reason why they did it in the first place. They could have, I mean, I would hope that the reporters would not trust the cops' word over, you know, the victim. But at least if the cops had said something counter to they were looking for a meth lab, then that would be included in the story. And they obviously didn't.
Clearly, they were willing. Whatever it was worth going in. I think it was like 6 a.m. And this the girls were asleep. Yep, 6 a.m. It was worth going into this house for that reason. And all they did was take some evidence. We don't know what that is. And, you know, at this point, the mother's talking about suing. So I don't know. But obviously, they're claiming they didn't know that there were kids in the house. And they're claiming they had intel about this being, you know, a drug operation. So I say they didn't do their homework because they didn't even know there were kids there. They knew there were drugs there. They believe they had enough information to believe there were drugs there, but they didn't have enough information to know that there were kids there. I think it's a lot easier to observe a house and know that there are kids in the house than there is to observe a house and find out there's drugs there.
Well, they're at war. They don't have time to think about kids, the children. They're just thinking about getting the drugs.
Well, it could very well be an informant with bad information, but they're not going to tell us that. Let's go to Mitchell, Corpus Christi. Mitchell, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was just listening to you a little bit about the, you were talking, one caller called in about the murder trial and the beyond a reasonable doubt standard. I am a 30-year law enforcement veteran, still licensed, and a 25-year trial attorney. And I've tried probably 100
jury
trials.
That's unusual. Okay.
And, you know, and I don't do criminal, I do civil, but I am familiar with the standards. And beyond a reasonable doubt is the highest standard we have in the law.
Right.
And that's because you're dealing with people's freedoms.
Right. And civil is something lower than that. What's the terminology?
Preponderance of the evidence.
That's what it is.
And what I do with when I'm, and by the way, people always refer to it as picking a jury. You really don't pick a jury. You cross out people's names when you get your strikes, and then you end up with the 12 people that you end up with.
Makes sense.
That's how the system works. But what I always have done, and I found it very effective, in a civil case, I would take two unopened reams of copy paper from, you know, Office Depot, and I would explain to them the difference between a civil and a criminal case, and that in a civil case, I would take out one piece of paper out of one ream and lay it on the other ream of copy paper and say, I have just proven my case. Now, is there anybody here on the panel that's going to make me prove my case at a higher standard? Now, in a criminal case, beyond a reasonable doubt, you basically got to take the state, which has the burden of proof,
Right.
You have to take, literally, in my example, one ream of copy paper and put it on the other stack of copy paper, and that's your burden of proof, if that makes sense.
It doesn't to me. Can you, this must make sense when you tell it to juries, so run it by me one more time, Mitchell, and don't worry about time.
Okay. Well, another way that I explain it to jurors is that I use the old-fashioned, the scales of justice, you know, the
right.
Lady Liberty. And I said,
I got it.
Yeah.
So the pieces of paper are each a weight. And if there's enough weight on, if there's, you know, 51% of weight on one side of the scale, then you win.
I see.
But if in the other case, it has to be all the weights are one side and no evidence essentially points to the other.
That's correct. And that's the difference in the standards of proof between criminal cases and civil cases.
Have you ever had an opportunity to represent anybody in a criminal case, or is it all civil?
No, I've never handled criminal cases. In my law enforcement career, I certainly have put a lot of people in jail and certainly have testified in various cases.
Why do you think it is that 60% of felony cases people are found guilty when fewer than 1% of arrests end up in trial? I mean, it would seem to me that if somebody takes their arrest, their charge, all the way to a trial, when the vast majority of people take a plea bargain, that a good percentage of those people must be not guilty. Do you think it is that jurors go in with the belief, the predisposition, that people that have been charged are guilty?
I have to disagree with you. Again, this is based on a lot of experience in the court.
Yeah, I'm listening. You're not disagreeing that 60% of felonies are found guilty, right?
Oh, yeah, probably more than that.
Okay, great. But, I think it's 60. I think 60 to 66.
I think that for the most part, jurors get it right. You get on the civil side, you get the crazy verdicts of zillions of dollars that just have no basis in the evidence. And then we all know that there are some criminal defendants that get convicted and the DNA comes out later on and they're innocent. And I understand that. But for the most part, I really believe, based on my years, that juries tend to get it right. They just do.
Interesting. Thanks for the call, Mitchell. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, your thoughts.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Call in, talk about anything you want to talk about. Just had a law enforcement officer call in. It was Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think it's great that we're getting the cops calling in tonight. And,
I know. It must be you. It's not me.
You're giving us the lowdown here. And it's nice to get the pros and telling us how things go.
It is nice to hear from the cops themselves how it goes. But Mitchell said that he thinks that juries tend to get it right. And I don't know a lot about courtrooms or the procedures, and definitely not as much as Mitchell, but I have been very disappointed with juries before, and like lost all my faith in jury nullification, especially with the Damon Freeman's trial. And
I gotta say that was the worst defense I've ever seen. I mean, I've seen a lot of bad defenses up here in the Free State Project with activists representing themselves, and I love
Damon. I was touched by his defense personally, but then again, I know him.
Point out anything that has to do with the law.
I know that you're critical of his defense.
It's a legal system, not a justice system.
Yeah, but the law is not nearly as romantic as a man fighting for what he thinks is right. Like, if I were a juror and they started just talking about the law, I would just be like, well, whatever. I'm just going to go with my conscience, I guess.
I hear you. These people are told in before deliberation that they are to decide based on the law. Now, they don't get much information. Here in New Hampshire, this will be the first state in the union where they get jury nullification information beforehand.
Which is awesome.
Which will advise them to not just judge based on the law, but judge based on what you think is right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's where it starts. If you want to have a judicial system as opposed to a legal system, then you need to, justice is going to be dispensed from what's right and wrong, not from what's legal and illegal. And what Mitchell's claim was is that generally juries get it right. And I tend to agree with you, Allie. The trials I've seen, but all the trials I've seen, most of the trials I've seen have had to do with activists
right
out there who are arrested for doing things that they consider to be right and just.
A lot of them are a lot of things they do are controversial. And it's really not fair because the jury is just, if even if it's a random selection from people in your town, all these people went to public school, or not all necessarily, but most of these people went to public schools.
Meaning,
I think that the public school system, personally, you know, having gone to public school, that they don't teach you to be skeptical of the government, where I think people
should. So the government
school
system teaches you to believe that the government is generally right?
Right. Shocker.
Yeah.
I know.
I know the Christian school that I went to generally taught you to believe that the Bible and preachers were generally right.
Yep.
So, I mean, that was the experience that I had. So it doesn't surprise me, and I certainly went to government school, too. And I don't think that schools in general spend much time educating people on critical thinking skills at all. Having been in prison myself for 9 years, I didn't meet a lot of people that I thought were innocent. I did meet a few. And, you know, I don't have a whole bunch of faith in jury. Most of them, by the way, weren't convicted at a jury trial. And most people that do take it to a jury trial are going to maintain their innocence all the way to the door. What, to me, the statistics, there are, of all the people arrested, and there are hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people arrested in this country. I know that there are more than 100,000 drug arrests every year, is I believe what the numbers are. So I'm just extrapolating from there. So at least hundreds of thousands of arrests in this country per year. And fewer than 1% of those arrests go to trial. That means of that 99 point whatever percent that doesn't go to trial, some of those cases are dropped. And, you know, no prost and all that other stuff. And then some of them, most of them are plea bargains.
Right.
Where somebody takes a plea bargain in order not to go to trial. Some of those plea bargains, those people are innocent and they didn't sort of understand, or they didn't have the money, or they were scared, or whatever. They took a plea bargain and they didn't take it to trial. It's difficult for people to feel bad for them in those circumstances until they know what it's like for somebody to be in that circumstance, but that's not really what I'm talking about here. And so then you have this less than 1%, and I don't know how much less. I really can't find that information out. Mm-hmm. But let's call it 0.5% of people that do take it to trial. Now, some of those people are going to be guilty because they're going to be bluffing, as it were, in poker, and some of them are going to be innocent. But you would think that the people willing to take it all the way to trial would be a larger percentage represented of innocent people. And to me, that would mean that more than half of them would probably be innocent, and juries are finding people guilty of somewhere between 60 and 66% on felonies. I don't have information on misdemeanors. And sending them off to jail. Now, the numbers that we have as far as innocent people in jail is estimated to be somewhere between 10 and 15%. Now, that's not people that are in jail for...
How do they estimate that?
I've only read the Innocence Projects and people who, you know, people who have access, more access to information than I do. And I don't know, you know, how you extrapolate that. And I can't imagine that there aren't. I mean, think about your life. Don't you make... I mean, this is a system full of people. People who are not responsible for their actions. Prosecuting attorneys do not go to jail for sending people who are innocent to jail.
Mm-hmm.
There's no consequences for their actions in that way. Don't you make 10 or 15% of the decisions you make are bad ones? It seems like that's not a terrible, you know, terrible number to me.
Right.
So I'm not surprised that 10 or 15% of the people in jail are innocent.
Well, we're talking about innocent of breaking the law, at least as far as I'm sure all those people everyone
that's
has broken the law
about.
At some point.
Yes.
Breaking whatever they got charged with, they're innocent of that. And but I disagree with most laws. So, like, as far in my mind, most of the people who are incarcerated shouldn't be.
So these are malum prohibitum laws, laws where there is no victim?
Right, exactly.
The victim is the state, claimed victim.
I think that probably more than half of the people in jail didn't hurt anyone. And that's sad to me.
I think that that's probably an accurate statement, having been in prison, that there's a lot of people in there for possession. And when you consider what the drug war creates around it, where people who would not otherwise commit violence, how many of those people there are. I suggest that if you got rid of prohibition tomorrow, finally just killed the beast that is prohibition in this country, that your crimes would drop by 80%. You don't see anybody, you very rarely do you see somebody holding somebody up for a pack of cigarettes or a bottle of, or the money for a pack of cigarettes or a bottle of liquor. They can get these things because they're relatively cheap. Whereas heroin and meth and these things, they're not. And so you have burglaries and holdups and robberies and killings and things that go on over these drugs and over the territory to sell those drugs.
Right.
You don't see Walgreens fighting it out with CVS, not physically.
Right. I mean, I'm not tackling you for some caffeine or whatever. Like, I've got access to caffeine. And I wonder, you know, you've been to prison. Do you think that the conditions that prisoners are subjected to can make them violent, make them the kind of people that you might be afraid of? Or
sure.
Do you think that you basically stay the same?
Sure. I think that absolutely the conditions in which you keep somebody are going to have an effect. But I don't know that I think that the bleeding heart types can really design a prison. I think people need to have hope, and they need to have skills in order to do better. But I think in a lot of cases they're working with people that tend to be sort of psychologically broken in the beginning.
Well, isn't the
but
point
if
of prison?
You take bad people and put them in a bad place with other bad people and treat them badly. That changes everything. And I think to some extent it's a systemic issue with the attitude of prison guards and the way they treat people in a subhuman fashion.
Mm-hmm.
However, I think they're dealing with people that it's very easy to consider subhuman in a lot of cases.
I could see that in a lot of cases, but what is the service that's supposed to be provided by prisons? Is it just to keep these people away from your kids and people who are vulnerable and could be victims of theirs? Or is it supposed to be a punishment? Because if it's supposed to be punishment, then that's what it is. If it's just meant to keep people away, well, then it's making people into criminals who wouldn't otherwise have been.
855-450-3733, your thoughts. 855-450-FREE.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and I'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Allie.
You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. Discuss whatever you whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about
cops.
Drug raids. It's not the cops as much as just the war on drugs and the disastrous consequences and jury trials and things like that. Anyway, and you asked the question about, people being incarcerated. I can't remember what the question was.
I can't remember what I was talking about either.
Yes, some question on the way out. I can't remember what it was. Bitcoins. Bitcoins are an online, peer-to-peer, open-source currency where you can send and receive money without having to pay any fees, without anybody having any access to your accounts. So if you're in some tyrannical place of the world where the government likes to get involved in your banking business.
Me.
Well, I'm telling you, everybody is. If you just take a look, Switzerland might be a little better than most, but the United States is, they're worried about your bank accounts in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
Many countries, banks won't do business with you if you're a United States citizen. Just because of your citizenship. You're being discriminated against on a worldwide basis because of your citizenship. And Bitcoin, they can fix that. And I'm not saying it's the United States. There's lots of tyrannical countries out there in all different ways. Each state has its own tyranny. But Bitcoins allow you to have control of your own money. They cannot be inflated, meaning that no more can be created. No one person can do that, whereas in the United States, if you need more money, Ben Bernanke just turns on the presses.
There's a finite amount that can be mined, right?
Yes.
But they're not being created out of
21 nothing. Million, and there's currently at 10 point something million, so there's going to be almost more than double created currently. And I believe if 51% of the users wanted to create more currency, thus devaluing their current currency, that they could choose to do that. But that's something for the future. Bitcoin, and you can go find out more at weusecoins.org and go get a free online wallet where you can send money to people via their email, their Facebook, to your Facebook friends, or to anyone's cell number at just about any country around the world at blockchain.info. Let's go to Morgan calling from Terre Haute. Morgan, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, Bitcoin, oddly enough.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Speak right into your phone
if you would, Morgan.
I don't know. I think maybe we're having an odd connection. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I got you.
All right. Well, thanks to you folks at Free Talk Live. I've known about Bitcoin for quite some time. I've told an awful lot of people about it. But it's a bit of a double-edged sword in that I have yet to procure any myself.
You should get them.
And every time every time I go to do so, I get confused, overwhelmed potentially, and so I thought I'd bend your ear, catch you on tonight when you had that, because I know that you've done what I'd like to do and make more of an investment in the idea. So I wanted to actually get some specifics and have you talk to me like I'm a fifth grader kind of a thing.
I'll do my best with specifics. So go ahead.
Well, you know, I know that I just recently found the Bitcoin wallet, and or that you guys are actually the blockchain.
Okay, blockchain.info.
Back on, and I've been to the blockchain.org I think several times, and just as you were coming on, I found that they've got a nice link where you can open the wallet. So that part I get.
Blockchain.info, right?
Was where to purchase and how to secure. And so I've almost, I guess, answered my own question. I know that you like blockchain for secure, but as I'm looking to do this more as an investment, many of the ways that I've looked to purchase to me seem like I was paying a premium. And I know
you're going to pay a premium. That's the reality of getting any currency. If I were to travel to Canada and I wanted to change my money into Canadian dollars, I'm going to have to pay money to do that. I mean, if I go down to Mexico and I'm going to have to, you know, change my money into pesos, they'll probably take dollars in both of those locations, which is the nice thing about dollars.
Mm-hmm.
But if I want to change them into pesos or, you know, Solis de Oro or, you know, whatever, you know, wherever I go around the world and I want to change into that currency, money changers charge you. And so that's the reality, and I get it. I don't like the idea of paying a premium for anything either. But when it comes to bitcoins, I'm confident. I'm bullish on bitcoins. So I believe that you're going to recoup the amount of money that you pay in a premium. I would recommend going to bitinstant.com, finding a bank that's near you. The reason I like banks is, A, the premium's lower than it is going to one of these MoneyGram places or something like that, which they also offer. They offer more than a million locations around the world in more than 30 countries. And you go there, you go to the bank, and they also don't ask you for any information at the bank. So your bitcoins are derived anonymously at that point, whereas MoneyGram does ask you for information, and they could be using that information for something. I don't know what, and I don't believe that they do, but
they have a legal authority.
You've given them information. They don't need legal authority.
Oh, right.
You know? Once they've got the info, they don't need it. So you're probably going to pay something like 3%, I believe. Don't quote me on that, but some number like that in order to procure your bitcoins. And what I recommend is pay that 3% as fast as you can.
Now, I've also gotten the impression that the more that you purchase, you go through something like MT Gox or one of the other exchanges.
Okay.
With a larger purchase, you have a potential to lower that percentage. Is that not a true perception?
It is. You know, the thing is that BitInstant.com is going to make purchasing as easy as it possibly could. I have bought through MT Gox, and I have not paid a premium. I don't believe there's any premium through MT Gox. You might have to pay them a little bit on a transaction, but it's not very much. So, you know, at that point, you're doing business with
a bunch of information, though.
Go ahead. What's that?
You do have to supply them some information.
That's right.
You know, in order to be,
They've got to have your info. And to some extent, there's some level of trust with the people you're buying from. Isn't that correct? I mean, you have to send them, you know, whomever you're buying your bitcoins from, you have to wire them money through PayPal. Isn't that correct?
Yeah. Yep.
How long does it take to end up in your wallet, in your Bitcoin wallet?
As soon as they send it, pretty much.
Hmm.
Pretty quickly.
It depends who you buy it through, I think.
That's the thing about BitInstant.com. They've got offices. You can complain every time I've ever heard anybody having any kind of problem. And anytime you have a business, you're going to have some kind of problem. BitInstant.com has handled it and handled it quickly. Whereas if you're dealing with some anonymous person on the Internet, you don't know whether or not you're going to get what you bought. Most of the time,
sure.
You do.
All right, well, that mostly answered my question. Spent a
Thanks,
long time waiting to bend your ear on that for maybe not. I think you just reassured me, but, you know, you were asking what Ali's question was, and I think it was whether prisons were for physical banishment or punishment.
All right.
You got an answer to that, Morgan?
I imagine it's so people make a bunch of money would be my guess.
That's what it's turned into. Yeah, that's what it's turned into, the prison industrial complex. Thanks for the call.
Most people aren't willing to justify, you know, incarcerating people for profit. I think a lot of people recognize right off the bat that that's not a good system, hopefully. But
I don't know. I'm willing to talk to you about that because I think that there's more humanity in a private prison system. Not the one that exists today, but in a prison system where inmates get to choose and pay their way for prison.
All right, so I don't know. We might be talking it semantically differently.
Okay.
I see in a free market,
mm-hmm.
With you know, devoid of government coercion, that prisons would look a lot more like, and I got this idea from Bob Murphy, so it's not my own, but look a lot.
This guy from Mises.org.
Right. They would look a lot more like hotels or something. You know, it wouldn't be such a punishment, but hey, you're not going anywhere. You're not allowed into society or most parts of society because, you know, people don't really want rapists walking around. You're not welcome. So, you know, property rights are basically enforced this, and there would be people who would see it in their interest to create these, you know, probably like hotels, or maybe they would be just like little places in the country where you'd see a bunch of trailers, who knows, but they would be sort of siphoned off into these places where it's not as desirable as the more free parts where there's less restriction, but it would be high security, and it wouldn't be satanic, where you have guards treating the inmates like they're not human. You'd still get to be a human, you just don't, your credibility is less, so you don't get all the privileges of being anywhere you want to be.
The contention is, of those that wish to have worse and worse prisons, is that if you treat inmates badly enough that they will learn their lesson because they don't want to come back there. But this is something, I mean, prisons have never been nice.
Mm-hmm.
There's no time that you're going to point back in United States history and say, those were the nice prisons.
Right.
And you can't look at those and you can't point and say that bad prisons were in any way effective in deterring crime.
Right.
They're
not. CEOs will tell you that they expect a lot of the people to come back.
Incarceration has been effective in deterring crime, but bad prisons have not been effective in deterring crime. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Are you a liberty activist or enthusiast looking to meet others like you? Do you want to advance capitalism, peace, and freedom, but aren't sure how? I'm Amanda Mill, Executive Director of Liberty on the Rocks, encouraging supporters of a free society to host Happy Hour. Activism and education doesn't need to be boring, and you can find free market friends. So start a Liberty on the Rocks network near you and begin connecting and informing libertarian thinkers over drinks. Visit www.libertyontherocks.org.
Many are suffering financially. Even the U.S. government's having credit problems. How about you? Having bad credit affects you in many ways. Work opportunities, purchasing or refinancing a home, buying a car, or opening a bank account. Learn how to restore your credit for free. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free credit restoration guide. Learn how to recover financially. Call 1-800-819-6545. The guides are free as long as they last. Call 1-800-819-6545.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world.
Camel milk has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.